radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John,
what is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
It's my policy to never suggest you spend money where I haven't spent my own. And that's why I'm a proud three-time purchaser at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, and suggest the next time you have need for an extra vehicle or you have a new driver in the family, you start your shopping with Tip Tames and that incredible team they've got at Jack Ingram. First of all, it's not going to be like your typical, or what you perceive to be your typical used car shopping experience. The utmost in professionalism. They have a great inventory of all types of vehicles. In fact, I bought basically what was a brand new Rogue, but it was a signature used car with only 2,000 miles on it. I was able to get the full 100,000 bumper-to-bumper mileage. And you know what else I did? I lowered my payment by $130 a month. I'll tell you, that is a great team of people there, and we are not once, but twice, but three times very happy with the deals we got at Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, but you can browse online because they're proud of those cars. They've all got good vehicle histories, beautiful gleaming bodies, and you can shop with confidence because the Ingram team of mechanics has carefully vetted the quality of the engine in every single vehicle. JackIngram.com, or stop by and see Tip and his team. The Budells have done it three times, and we will be back.
All right, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's starting to sound like a broken record type of forecast. I know, with the threat of thunderstorms continuing for the lucky communities here and there scattered around the area. Overnight low temperature 75. Not much change tomorrow. There'll be some scattered storms around with the best coverage in the afternoon and evening hours. High 93, triple-digit heat indices. Then some widely scattered, widely separated storms as we get to Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
That's right, folks. You're hearing that correctly. We're playing the old Joey Bishop music because I, Joey Clark, have taken over happy hour. I've taken over it for a week because Greg has gone down to Florida. It's a much-needed vacation. Spend some time with his lovely daughter. It should be great for him. I'll be in touch with him if he wants to call in at some point during the week, but he needs to go and be with her. But the news cycle continues. You know, the most interesting thing I read this morning, folks, and we'll get into this, but the most interesting thing I read this morning is that people who watch the news, cable news, online news, and who read newspapers and online publications, people that are, for lack of a better word, informed because they watch cable news, online shows, read online publications or newspapers, if you still want to get the old rags out, those folks are not as good as folks who don't follow the news at all at defining what their political opponents believe. That's right. If you don't pay attention to the news at all and you're asked, hey, what are your views? I'm conservative. So, Mr. Conservative, what do you think people on the left and in the Democratic Party believe in on, say, abortion or college education or health care? People who don't read the news, don't watch the news, will portray their political opponents more accurately than people who do listen to things like talk radio, watch the news on Fox News or MSNBC. There wasn't any partisan breakdown of this. So I found that fascinating. We're being informed, and I try to inform folks about what I believe in, what people in the River Region believe in, what people on the other side of the aisle believe in. But it seems as though the role of cable news, especially, is not to give you facts about the world, and especially not your political opponents, but to create symbols that really piss you off and get you to go vote for the right team. That was by far the most interesting thing I read this morning. We can get more into that, but Bernie Sanders wants to wipe out all college debt and make all 4-year public universities and community colleges tuition-free. It would cost somewhere around, you know, $1.2 trillion, and that's an estimate. You better believe it would probably cost more. So Bernie's throwing that plan out there on the heels of Senator Elizabeth Warren's plan, and he wants to pay for it by taxing transactions on Wall Street. I'm sure people would love that. And there's no way all the rich, really smart people up in Wall Street would actually know how to get around a tax like that. No, not at all. Pete Buttigieg just has, well, he's had some trouble back home. He's having a lot of trouble back home because he is a mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and apparently a white police officer shot a black man. Oh no, Mayor Pete. Buttigieg, as the folks on News and Views call you. Sounds like you're in hot water. But here's the thing, folks. The Democratic debates are this week. The first debates, one on Wednesday night, one on Thursday night. I plan on covering them on this show and having a lot of fun with them. And of course, there are all sorts of reactions to the president's decision not to use military strikes on Iran. I'll just put my cards on the table. I love the fact that the president pulled back. I agree with the president. Killing 150 Iranians and all the spinoff effects of killing 150 people is not a proportionate response to downing an unmanned $130 million drone. It's not proportionate. Now, there are some folks in conservative circles, but also on the left, in the establishment media, who don't like this take. I tip my hat to the president, and we'll get more into that. There's just a lot going on. More palace intrigue, in the sense that all the documents that Trump essentially said, here, give me a cheat sheet, some cliff notes on this person I'm about to nominate. So somebody leaked all these documents Trump was looking at himself to vet people coming into his administration. People like Rex Tillerson. It warned Tillerson has very close ties with the Russians, very close ties indeed. It warned about all sorts of things. It's what you do when you're vetting somebody to be press secretary or to be secretary of state or the head of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, for instance. And so now that's been leaked, and people are all about that. But, spare me the palace intrigue. So much going on, and yes, even though we don't really have them in the area, 7-Eleven is beginning Slurpee delivery services. So much going on. But for now, we need to take a step back. I'm going to play a parody song that, well, should be near and dear to all of our hearts. With the debates on the Democratic side of the aisle getting going, the president live tweeting these debates, so much going on in terms of people trying to define and frame Donald Trump's presidency, including the president himself. There's so much going on, that I think it's time to take a step back and realize that, well, we all have opinions.
We think it's real nice to have freedom of speech. Grateful for that right. No complaints about liberty. It's just sometimes exchanges online get me. I'm at my keyboard with anonymity. So then I get fired up and I post, get some likes and some votes. I love my opinions. Others are inferior to me.
Come the troll. I'll delete them, I'll delete them.
I'll delete them if they troll Mark Zuckerberg. Make all of my friends out just like me. Like me. Like me. Maybe we could discuss this together offline. You meet her face to face, are you out of your mind? That's crazy. You're still stuck in the 80s. I've gotta log out, just gotta log right out of here. Especially when it sounds just like me. I love my opinion.
You're listening to Happy Hour. Be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You know, most of us wake up every morning with a gift. It's all of our fingers and toes, full mobility, and the stuff that we kind of take for granted. But thanks to the gang at Gulf States Mobility, there are people who thought because they came home a wounded warrior or were in a car wreck, or some other type of accident, that they would never be able to drive again. They would be forever dependent on somebody else to help them live their life. Thanks to the technologies at Gulf States Mobility, many of those folks are back driving. They've taken back that part of their life. A home that looked like it would have to be sold. I can't use it. Well, they do chairlifts for stairs, ramps, rails. Gulf States Mobility has made those homes livable, safely accessible again, diminishing the risk of any further injury. And for those who can drive but must get around by wheelchair, the end of trying to get a wheelchair loaded into a vehicle by yourself is now over. The MV1, also available at Gulf States Mobility with one button touch. Ramp comes down, the driver wheels in, locks into position, and is on their way. It's restoring choice to lives that have been affected by the worst possible set of circumstances. That's what they do every day at Gulf States Mobility. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson not only do a great job, but they've been working with the VA, government agencies, insurance companies. They're fighters for the people that are their clients. You can reach Gulf States Mobility at 514-6590. If you don't have any, please look them up and like them on Facebook for the work they do.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Free
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. I endorse calling people a bag. Whether it's someone who cuts me off in traffic, has too many items in the checkout lane, or messes up my food order, bag is preferred when F off is too harsh and jerk is too soft. In fact, saying with anything is perfect. Nozzle, sausage, bucket. Just saying the word makes me feel better. And if used correctly, makes the person you're saying it to feel like a real banana. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I endorse calling people bags.
Well, and I agree with you, Morgan Freeman, and welcome back to Happy Hour, folks. Excuse me, pardon me. This is Joey Clark sitting in for Greg Budell, and I'm a little flustered right now because I'm reading, and I was over the weekend as well, some of the reactions to Donald Trump's decision late Thursday evening of last week not to bomb Iran. Precision strikes on 3 particular sites. The president asked for how many people will die. 150, sir, a general told him, and he decided against it. Now, since then, there have been sanctions put directly on the head of the state of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Ayatollah. Sanctions have been put on. A cyber attack has apparently hit the country of Iran. So the president is doing something, but he held off. And what has me a little flustered, and the people I want to call bags or bananas or sausages, are a lot of the folks in the media. In particular, some of you corporate Democrats up there shilling for Comcast and so many others. Oh, the president's erratic. Oh, really? He's erratic. Well, there is
something to be said for the so-called madman theory of foreign policy, that when you keep your enemies and, yes, your allies and friends on their toes, it means they have to pay attention to what you're doing. So,
the precedent's erratic.
Oh, whatever. But it's more so, when did, and folks help me on this, because I'm only 30 years young. When did the mainstream media, the folks who, you know, write for the New York Times and the Washington Post, some of the biggest voices, also in the conservative movement, on talk radio or on Fox News, but people across the board, when did they become such ass kissers for the national security state? Is it when they were given access to special sources and insights from the intelligence community or the Pentagon? Do they just love their sources and all that so much that they're willing to carry the tune for war, war, and more war? When did Mark Levin start beginning to defend, when did he begin to defend the mustache in the White House? John Bolton. When did Ben Shapiro start becoming so hawkish on the issue of Iran? When did Sean Hannity, well, when did he ever call for peace? I do have to tip my hat to Tucker Carlson. I disagree with Tucker Carlson on a lot of economics. That's the libertarian in me. That's the populist in him. And I could have some good faith discussions with that. And let me be clear. I was just listening to an interview with Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro. I like those guys. But on this issue of war, some people don't seem to have gotten the memo. In the national media, but also in particular, those in conservative circles. Listen to not just Tucker Carlson, but listen to people like Rand Paul, like Matt Gaetz. Listen to the president. Because this is essentially what the president ran on. And I think him deciding not to bomb Iran, even with precision strikes to mash them or smack them or whatever you want to call it, bomb them and kill 150 people, let's not sugarcoat it. I think it was a fantastic decision not to do it. And in fact, to share his thought process with the world, I thought was a fantastic decision. Not just holding back, but sharing with people, this is the sort of decision presidents have to make in the face of threats. I mean, no issue defined George W. Bush's presidency more than the Iraq War. After the majority of the country, including most of our veterans, eventually came to the conclusion that the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq had been a colossal mistake, and it's not because of the might or the ability of the U.S. military. That was handled within a few weeks. It's always what happens next. And apparently, Mr. Smarty Pants Donald Rumsfeld hadn't thought it through. And most people understood this. Not just Democrats, but a lot of people who served there and a lot of people in conservative circles understood the Iraq War invasion was a massive mistake. And right now we're dealing still with the aftermath of all this stuff. Whether it's Iran having undue influence over what happens in Baghdad, or we had to go back and, you know, deal with ISIS, the rise of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. It's almost like terrorists like it, a chaotic situation where the traditional power in a country is no longer in power. Amazing, I know. But just thinking about this politically, that issue defined George W. Bush's presidency. The Iraq War defined it. And when conservatives and Republicans, not in bad faith, but just realized this is a big mistake, and a lot of the folks we've been listening to for years are wrong, they started to change their tune. They rejected the entire Bush-Cheney GOP brand. And this is when Donald Trump steps on the stage. And he says, no more nation building, no more regime change, no more endless wars. And I'm not just looking at George W. Bush, I'm also looking at Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Under Barack Obama, more people died in Afghanistan than under Bush. Under Barack Obama, at the urging of Hillary Clinton, you overthrew Muammar Gaddafi. That country still has been put back together again. Libya. But Hillary, you know, we came, we saw, he died. You bloodthirsty wench! My God, Now, I've had arguments with women in my family, and women I just know, brilliant, smart, beautiful, wonderful people. They say, if women ruled the world, things would be a little different. Well, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Power, Susan Rice, all these folks are running the foreign policy establishment under Obama, and we've still got more of the same. So I don't know if one sex has much to do with it. But I tip my hat to the president. I tip my hat to people like Tucker Carlson. And yes, I respect Ben Shapiro. I respect Sean Hannity. I respect Mark Levin and so many other people who have made an incredible career in this profession. But the war drums have to stop. Every provocation, the U.S. can't immediately go, we are going to wipe you off the map. And I know that wasn't on the table, but we don't always have to kill people. You know, people are saying, oh, this makes the president look weak. This makes the United States look weak. Oh, give me a break. Because Donald Trump didn't destroy three sites and kill 150 people. Are you sure the Iranian generals now think, oh, they're weak. They won't do anything. Give me a break. The U.S. military is the most powerful force ever known to man. And unfortunately, worries about our debt and deficits have gone out the wayside as we've rebuilt the military $700 billion plus last year. So don't give me this nonsense that Donald Trump is unwilling to strike when necessary. I think he's just asking the right questions. And he's actually, for the first time in I can ever remember, living up to his campaign promises, whether you like him or not. So thank you for this, Mr. President. And I hope those of us within the right wing and conservative circles can continue to have this debate. Because I think the push for more war, more regime change, even limited strikes, does not serve the American people well. And it doesn't serve people abroad that we're trying to change their hearts and minds well. The U.S. military should be a last resort, and it should be used for our defense. Not as a means of messaging political strength to other countries or to the domestic audience at home. That sort of nonsense is not the purpose of the U.S. military. It is to kill people and break things or blow things up. And there is a role for that in life, unfortunately, still to this day. But Donald Trump, again, thank you. And I hope you stick by your guns and keep the mustache, John Bolton, firmly on a leash.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Montgomery Skywatch making it through our 3 o'clock hour, and we have a couple of accidents that are slowing traffic down. We have one on the Eastern Boulevard. It's on the northbound side just past Ware's Ferry Road, and we have another accident on Taylor Road at the entrance to East Chase. It's in the turn lane, so be careful in that area. The traffic on the interstates is looking pretty good this afternoon. Looks like 65 and 85 are both up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any troubles for you on the 31s. Let's just be careful this afternoon. It's vacation time. Create your memories in a new Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota. The road is calling. Get ready and make it happen. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
town.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Yeah, hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus four nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A Montgomery law firm has filed a lawsuit after it says an elderly woman suffered a heat stroke last week after being left in a hot van at an assisted living facility. In that suit, it says the woman was a resident at Elmcroft of Halcyon after having hip surgery. It says she was left inside the hot van for 6 hours after taking a trip. We reached out to the facility for comment but have not heard back. Nearly 150 Canadian geese were removed and euthanized from the waters in the town of Pike Road. Officials with the U.S. Department of Agriculture say the agency removed 148 geese after humanely euthanizing them. The move came after residents complained about the large amount of goose feces they were finding. One of the last members of the famous Tuskegee Airmen has died. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend died last Friday in Southern California of sepsis. He flew 142 combat missions during World War II. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's starting to sound like a broken record type of forecast. I know, with the threat of thunderstorms continuing for the lucky communities here and there scattered around the area. Overnight low temperatures 75. Not much change tomorrow. There'll be some scattered storms around with the best coverage in the afternoon and evening hours. High 93, triple-digit heat indices. Then some widely scattered, widely separated storms as we get to Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, when did Sprite and Sierra Mist become the same drink? When I'm at the restaurant and ask the waitress, "You got Sprite?" She goes, "We have Sierra Mist." Well, good for you, but I ask if you got Sprite. If you don't, just say no, so I can order ice water and move on to my damn appetizer. Well, that's like asking the dude at Nike Town, "You got cross trainers in an 11? And he goes, "We got soccer sandals in a 6. Awesome, dumb. That don't help me whatsoever. Is there any chance you're single? Because I know a waitress you should meet.
Oh, Morgan, so surly. Give the guy a break. Sometimes they only have, you know, Sierra Mist. Anyway, this summer, folks, and it begins this week, is make or break for the Democrats. In particular, the ones running to be president of the United States. But first, they have to win the Democratic nomination and go through this weird, wild thing we call a primary. It begins in Iowa, I believe, and hops over to New Hampshire, where Pepperidge Farm remembers. But this week it begins when 20 of the, yes, 24 Democrats, 24, two dozen Democrats are running to be president, but 20 are set to participate in nationally televised debates this week, I believe, Wednesday night and Thursday night. But this
early stage of the primary, it means Americans really aren't paying attention that much. And they're really only directing their attention to those who have name ID. So we begin with Joseph Robinette Biden.
I promise you, the president has that big stick.
Yeah, good for you, Joe. Good for you. He served, if you don't already know, 2 terms as vice president of the United States under Barack Obama. He's a 6-term senator from Delaware. He's led the polls against his rivals ever since he announced, and his main argument is that his experience makes him the best guy to beat Donald Trump in the general election. Yet, of course, in recent days, Mr. Biden's shifting positions on federal funding for abortion, you know, I believe it's the Hyde Amendment that you shouldn't have federal funding of abortion because it's such a heated and serious, weighty moral issue that nearly half the country really disagrees on, that you shouldn't have those people who really loathe abortion and find it an abomination. They shouldn't have their pockets picked to go fund it for people who do believe in the procedure. And Joe Biden has supported this amendment that's barred federal funding of abortion for years. And now, after being harangued by some of the more progressive forces in his party, progressive, I say, in air quotes, he's changed his mind. He also touted his ability to be civil, even with racist segregationists, some who used to speak here in good old Montgomery. They've said some crazy things. How much the world has changed in the last 60, 70 years really is remarkable, and I think it has changed for the better in this regard. But Biden used these segregationist senators in the, Democratic Party. MSNBC got it wrong, by the way, last week. Said Joe Biden talked about working with 2 Republican segregationists. No, they were Dixiecrats. They were Democrats from the South. The Democratic Party had plenty of segregationists. Get it right, MSNBC. But when Biden used them as an extreme example of, I could get along with everybody. We have to be civil and get along in order to get things done, even with people you vehemently disagree with. Well, he was taken to task by Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. So Biden has essentially opened up his jaw. And I just wonder if it's a glass jaw. And we'll see Wednesday and Thursday night how he holds up compared to the other candidates. But after Joe Biden, rounding out the top 5 here, we have Bernie Sanders. We have Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, as Trump calls her, Pocahontas. We have Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who is in hot water because things, well, in South Bend, Indiana, where he is the mayor still, aren't working out too well for him. A lot of controversies, a lot of things going on. And then you have Senator Kamala Harris. They're really all in the top tier. Now, the top of the bottom rung, I think, is Cory Booker. Watch for him, folks, to make the most desperate moves in Wednesday and Thursday night's debates. I think Cory Booker is going to try to swing for the fences, and my hope, because I just don't like the guy, he rubs me the wrong way, I hope he falls flat on his face. Because he has a propensity to do that. He tries too hard, he comes across as too contrived, we'll see. But I'm very much interested in these folks that have no name ID. Can they maybe break out of the pack and garner some support with these nationally televised debates? People I've watched on the podcast circuit, folks like Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, or folks, I really do like this guy. I don't agree with his politics, but I like him. It's a different type of voice, a different type of tone in Democratic politics. Andrew Yang, I think he could be a great voice at the table for the Democratic Party, and he's not polling very well. He really has no name recognition whatsoever, but maybe this debate will get his ideas out there. But we'll see. It should be a crap show, if I could put it in radio terms. You know what I actually want to say. And I just hope that Donald Trump tweets. I hope he live tweets it. I know that's silly. I know this is supposed to be a serious process about the future of the country and our own individual futures, but give me a break, folks. I'm not looking forward to this at all in terms of the actual Democratic policies. I'm looking forward to the entertainment, and I'm looking forward to Donald Trump having some fun on Twitter. Are you going to watch the debates? That's what I want to know. Are you great people of the River Region actually going to take time out of a perfectly serviceable Wednesday or Thursday night. I know a lot of you are going to church on Wednesday night, so maybe not. But are you going to watch it? Are you going to DVR it? Or are you going to wait for our analysis? You're listening to Happy Hour. 272-9228 is the telephone line if you want to talk to me. Greg Budell, again, will be out all week. He is going to visit. It's overdue. He's going to visit his lovely, awesome daughter, Janelle. And it's good that they get to spend time together. So I'm the captain's chair for the week. We're going to continue to have some fun, be covering all the latest breaking news. Again, 272-9228. We'll be right back.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
They don't sign the art they create at Montgomery Paint and Body, but I'll tell you what. When you go back to MPB after they've had your car following an accident, and that rollout moment comes, wow. You may not even recognize your car. I know people that's happened to. Everybody on the morning show has been to MPB and walked away with that jaw-dropping, I can't believe how great my car looks, experience. That's what they do. The Turner family for 30 years, they take each and every situation very, very personally. You pay those premiums, you should decide who gets to fix your vehicle. I can tell you, without hesitation, the best place to do that is Montgomery Paint and Body. No shortcuts, no games. They will not participate in any of that because they want each and every outcome to be one that people will brag on. And that's a pretty simple thing, okay? So remember, the next time you need, whether it's a simple fender repair or something a little more complicated, take your car to MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body, the gold standard in automobile body repair in the River Region.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Sinclair's is awesome. I like those blackened wings and that delicious blue cheese dipping sauce. But here, let's go to the phones. Talk to James. Hey, James, how you doing?
Good afternoon. I hope you're having a wonderful day.
Yeah, it's another manic Monday.
Yeah, well, all God's children got to be somewhere.
Yes, so, sir.
I'm glad you picked to be on the radio today. Do you hear the news sections that y'all play in between? Did you hear the story about the geese they killed in Montgomery?
No, and here's what happens. I'll be totally honest with you and everybody listening, is when I hit a break, I hear it, but I don't hear it. I'm kind of trying myself to tune things out. So geese, died in Montgomery?
No, they murdered them.
They murdered the geese?
Yeah. 100, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, 150 geese that the people out in somewhere in one of these exclusive areas in Montgomery didn't care for the geese coming to their pond, and so they euthanized them.
Yeah, I'm looking at the story now. This was in Pike Road. People in East Montgomery are wondering because they're used to the geese flying over, and they flew away for the summer. That didn't happen. Some of the residents of the waters, I've been out there. It's a little bit out that way. They voiced their complaints about the amount of geese feces they were finding. The feces from a large number of geese caused some health and safety concerns, and in response, action was taken to curb them. And you're right, they euthanized about 150 geese. My God.
I mean, the geese have been flying from one place to another for 50 million years.
Right.
However long when they used to be dinosaurs, they probably walked. But now they're flying, and so we go out, us humans, we build a beautiful place for them to land, and they land, and we don't like it, so we go out and kill them. I mean, that's...
Well, but no, but the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, is saying that they humanely euthanize them. Don't you love euphemisms?
Oh, yeah, they I'm sure them geese, children, wherever they are, well, they did that real sympathetic, you know.
Right, it was humanely done.
Yeah, humanely. Right. We humanely murdered those innocent geese because we didn't like them. But anyway, I agree with you. I think Cory Booker is about the worthless piece of DNA that...
His crap doesn't smell. Yeah.
Well, his self-worth is a lot more than his market value.
Fair enough.
and I believe that I'm with you. Everything he does, it just makes me cringe. I'm not real fond of Joe. Joe is just kind of like your dirty old uncle.
Yeah.
We laugh at him because, he's kind of crazy, but, you know, he's funny at Thanksgiving, and, we'll laugh at him a little bit.
But you don't want him to be the actual patriarch of the family.
Oh, no. I don't want him to be the one carving the turkey.
Right. There you go.
I just want him to be kind of somebody sits over there and we laugh at and... I'm interested to see if there are any Democrats. And you were talking about the fella, isn't he of Oriental descent?
Yeah, Andrew Yang. He's been a very successful entrepreneur in the country. Yeah. And I like him. I don't agree with him on everything, but actually just his tone, how he thinks about problems, I like the guy.
I heard him being interviewed by somebody, somewhere, and I said, you know, he sounds like compared to the other one, he sounds like a decent person that has his right to have his opinion, but he's not forcing himself like Cory Booker and Joe and all the rest of it. They seem to be forcing me into their decision.
Right.
And he sounded like he was giving me an option. So, like him or not like him, but...
Well, James, if we like him here in conservative Montgomery, it means he doesn't have a chance. So, see.
You're right there. He doesn't have a...
Can't be.
Because those people, some of the crazy people in the world, but, I'm not perfect, but, never claimed over. But... I'm not running for president.
There you go. And I'm not perfect, and I'm not running for president. So it means blather on and have some fun
That's
with it,
right.
you know?
That's right. We can complain as long as we go vote.
Yes, sir.
We can complain.
Well, James, appreciate the call, man.
All right, brother. Have a good day.
You too. Y'all, hold your positions, especially you on line two. 272-9228 if you want to join in. We got to hit this break here.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your Monday afternoon traffic, and the boulevard's fairly busy this afternoon. Look out around the intersections. We don't have any big hangups for you other than police still working the accident near Wears Ferry Road and the Northeastern Boulevard. If you're on the interstates, we don't have any troubles for you. Both I-65 and I-85 have the traffic up at a speed limit ride. Highway 231 headed into Wetumpka starting to show a little bit of action. Be careful around Todd Road, the River Bridge, and when you get up by the casino. There's also an accident with injury in the 2200 block of Highland Avenue about midway between Ann Street and Forest Avenue, and at Monroe and Ripley in the downtown area. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young America Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
At GNC, we don't meet standards, we set standards. Standards for quality, innovation, and superior products that deliver results. Our commitment doesn't stop there. If you're not 100% satisfied, let us know, and we'll gladly give you a refund. And of course, we never want a price tag to stop you from buying our high-quality products. So if you find a lower price, we'll match it. Quality, satisfaction, and price match. Guaranteed. That's shopping for the well of it. GNC. Live well. Visit GNC.com or a store for details.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Oh, we got Fox News, local news, weather coming up. But first, let's go to the phones and talk to Tommy B. Tommy B., what's up?
Hey, Joey. You're doing an excellent job.
Thanks, sir.
I need to give you more than an hour each evening, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm working at it, and, you know, I'm not trying to beg or, you know,
well,
complain
I mean,
too much.
But... I mean, you know, so some of these other people that are new coming in, they need to give you more time.